Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram. In for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the House has passed a bipartisan bill that would suspend the nation's debt limit for 2 years. Lawmakers voting 314 to 117 on the 99-page measure last night. Still needs to pass in the Democratic-controlled Senate before heading to President Biden's desk. Two, Detroit's mayor says the city's unemployment rate has dropped to its lowest level in history. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the unemployment rate there, 4.2% in April. The mayor says it's the lowest rate recorded since monthly unemployment began tracking back in 1990. And three, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce his 2024 presidential campaign next week. The Hill reports his team is wrapping up plans to launch the campaign on June 7th. He'll join a growing field of candidates, including President Trump and Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie, just leaking news of his plans yesterday to get into the race. That's where we start this hour one of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve with you today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and bonus coverage with you on Monday as well, June 5th. Day before my birthday, by the way, June 6th. So I'll just miss being here for my birthday. It's my loss, really, when you think about it. Coming up on the show today, we'll hear from Ambassador Francis Rooney in this hour one, former congressman as well. Jim Nellis, supply chain consultant based in Chicago. Continued news on the cost of going woke, Bud Light, Target, others can attest to that. Gregory Wrightstone in hour two. Noah Rothman, too, is a piece on the cover of National Review, The War on Things That Work. We'll talk with State Representative Tom Kuntz in hour number three, and Amy Swearer from the Heritage Foundation in hour three as well. Fun along the way, a little bit of audio we'll hear shortly from both Mike Lee and Kevin McCarthy, one pro, one anti, the debt limit deal. You can probably figure out which one. That debt ceiling deal passed the House last night by a substantial margin, now heads to the Senate. We'll hear a bit more about that coming up in a couple of minutes. I've had this open tab for a couple of days. You know, I can't get to everything I want to on each and every show that I fill in for Steve. Some things carry over. And the last day I fill in, I try to cram everything in as best I can. This has been on the open tab for a few days. I want to knock it out. Glenn Greenwald last week tweeted this out. Interesting information from a new Harvard-Harris poll. He says, conclusively demonstrates how radically out of touch liberal corporate media is with the views of Americans. And of course, it's not just that corporate media rejects Americans' views. They don't permit those views to be heard. Steve Krakauer has a new book called Uncovered, well, out a couple of months now, which is excellent on the topic of media and what they decide you deserve to know and what they decide should be hidden from you. Glenn Greenwald looks inside this poll. Majorities of Americans say it's false that Trump colluded with Russia, and the Steele dossier also false. In other words, they view the story the U.S. media aggressively centered its coverage on for 3 years as a hoax and a fraud. But you won't hear that on NBC or CNN. Americans also believe the materials on the Hunter Biden laptop are real and are not and never were Russian disinformation. 60-40. Is the split there. Majorities of Americans also believe Hunter Biden engaged in criminal influence peddling using his father's name, that the FBI is not investigating these crimes, and that Joe Biden took part in Hunter's illegal influence peddling and profiteering schemes. Large majorities of Americans say they are not surprised to learn the FBI abused its power in the 2016 Trump-Russia probe to help Biden. Large majorities also say they are deeply worried about the U.S. security state's manipulation of U.S. politics and sweeping reform is needed. We'll talk tomorrow late in the show with Mark Hemingway, who has the cover piece in the new Washington Examiner about FBI abuse of power and the need for reform. Large majorities of Americans have serious doubts about Joe Biden's mental fitness to be president and believe he is too old. It's about a 60-40 split there, too. The three political figures in this Harvard-Harris poll viewed most favorably by Americans are Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Ron DeSantis. Musk has by far the highest favorability gap at plus 14. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who receives unceasing, glowing coverage from every corner of the corporate media, is minus 13 in favorability. Tim Scott's plus 7. Vivek Ramaswamy is plus 7. But the three political figures who are viewed most favorably by Americans, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, ask yourself very quickly, how are those three treated on a daily basis, story after story, from the mainstream media? Glenn Greenwald finishes this thread. He says, what's so striking here isn't that the corporate media relentlessly advocates views and ideologies that majorities of Americans reject. It's that the views held by majorities are all but banned on NBC, CNN, The New York Times, Washington Post. Thus, it is not a great mystery why trust in news is collapsing to historic lows and why you see headlines like, Americans mostly believe the news they hear on podcasts. Well, yeah. The media has done it to itself. I go back to that Steve Krakauer book very quickly for a key point. It's one that sticks with me from that book called Uncovered, out a couple of months ago. By the way, Steve Krakauer is the executive producer for Megyn Kelly's show, her podcast, videocast, and has worked at CNN. He's worked all over the industry. And this difference, the delineation that he makes is so striking. He looks at the corporate media, the mainstream media, and he calls them information minimalists. They are no longer interested in bringing you information that you might find interesting or that you might agree with if they think it's too dangerous for you to know. Wire Points is an organization that covers a lot of Illinois topics and Chicago topics, and I was born, bred there, lived there for 30-plus years, so I still pay attention. They had a post yesterday. If you read the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times, the two big papers in Chicago, you would have no idea about any of those stories we just ran down. The Biden family scandals, the Hunter Biden laptop, the FBI scandals. They don't print stories on any of it. Any of it. And so Steve Krakauer says they're information minimalists. They want to control the flow of information to you. They want to decide what you should know, what you shouldn't know, what's too dangerous for you to know. And Steve Krakauer contrasts this with outlets like, I'm sure he would say, The Megyn Kelly Show, Joe Rogan's podcast, a lot of other sources of information that he calls information maximalists, which is they want to find the information and present it to you and by and large allow you to make up your mind yourself. Here's what we know. Here's what our investigation turned up. Here's the data. Here's the facts. Here are links. Here are documents. You figure out what's going on. Information minimalists versus information maximalists, I think, is a good way to understand the schism happening in a lot of media today. More on the debt ceiling deal. It passed the House yesterday. We'll hear from both Kevin McCarthy and Senator Mike Lee in a minute on The Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
There's this place, a place where everyone is just beautiful. Where everyone is thin, healthy, and in fantastic shape. It's a place where the beautiful people can eat whatever they want, whenever they want, and never gain weight. where pro basketball players slam dunk chicken nuggets, hard-bodied supermodels supersize their soft drinks, thousands of weight loss diets guarantee you'll shed those stubborn pounds in days. Don't believe us? Just flip on your TV, look up at a billboard, or scroll through your social media feed for proof that everyone and everything here is just perfect. Where is here, you ask? Well, welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobecity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.